flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com. To join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, January 27th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop's here.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, it's a football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We're not going to call it a misery Monday because this team turned around a 4-13 season a year ago and made it all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Didn't end the way they wanted. Wasn't pretty. A lot of turnovers. A lot of Eagles runs into the end zone. They end up losing 55-23. I actually think you should play the music, Cakes, because there's hope.
Do that.
And I think for the first time,
optimism and hope. Yeah, definitely.
Next season is going to be the first time in either 8 or 9 years when they're going to have the same starting quarterback in week one, barring anything unforeseen in the offseason.
Well, I mean, unless Jaden gets in some weird accident or some sort, you know, like breaks his leg during the offseason. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great season. It was house money for the most part. I think it was house money for most of the year, if not the entire year, based on the expectations. But yeah, great season. Obviously disappointing way to end it. But Commanders fans got to feel hope, like you said, because, you know, you got to be looking forward to next summer for training camp and, of course, next fall. They'll improve the roster. They'll have, obviously, some draft picks. Daniels, we assume will get better and better and better. But yeah, it was an unbelievable season. Really was.
Coach Quinn talked about this after the game, and I thought it was pretty good. It's always tough when they talk to the coaches after the game, but he said something to the effect of, I told the players to soak it in because this group isn't going to be together anymore.
Yeah, and there's going to be change. Guys are going to move on. Guys will either sign with new teams or some guys might retire. I mean, yeah, this group was special. They got to a special spot at where nobody expected them to even have double-digit wins. I mean, they made it one step away from the Super Bowl. So it ended with a thud, and it sucked. It sucked to take the beat down in Philly, but you back away and look at the bigger picture, and you've got your organization in place. You got solid ownership. You've got your quarterback. You've got a lot of good pieces to build around.
Much like last week, they won a game against the Detroit Lions because the Lions turned it over.
Yeah.
That's really what this game comes down to. I think there are a lot of things that we can talk about. Some of the storylines from the regular season were the same in this game. They always had a problem stopping the run. That obviously happened in this game. Especially in the second half of the season, they couldn't run the football except for Jaden Daniels.
Right.
That happened in this game. But you can't win in the NFL when you turn over the ball four times. I mean, and that's the Eagles turned all four of those fumbles and the one interception at the end into touchdowns. Every one of them, they took the kickoff return fumble, punched that in. They took the De'Ami Brown fumble, punched that in. Took the Eckler fumble, punched that in. And then even the Jayden Daniels interception at the end, that turned into another touchdown. It's 28 points off of four turnovers.
No, yeah, you're not going to win against a team as talented as Philly in their building when you're turning it over all the time. I mean, they saw that in Detroit last week.
Yeah, it's a shame because I don't think we were going to particularly slow them down. We weren't, but maybe it could have been a shootout. Could have been a little bit more interesting. But teams are so good now at punching the ball out. I talked about it last week. It's just, man, they're so good at it. I don't even know how you defend against some of it. I guess the Eckler thing is a big known no-no, is when you get knocked down, when you get up, obviously because you're using one hand to get up, the other hand, that's when the ball's really vulnerable. But by and large, these guys are so good at doing that.
Didn't Brady kind of pummel Eckler talking about his small hands?
I didn't notice that. I'm sure he did. Brady wouldn't shut up. I mean, he was fine, but God, he was talking so much. I don't know, he kind of got on my nerves a little bit. He was just talking.
You had your fill.
He was just talking so much.
Hey, lucky you. You get to watch him in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. You get to watch him do Eagles-Chiefs.
You know, I'll watch the Super Bowl, but I don't have as much
interest. It was kind of a...
I have nobody to root for that Super Bowl.
I'm clearly not a Commander fan like you, but it was kind of a bummer to watch for me. I was kind of hoping for...
It was just
so interesting to follow the team and look forward to each week and such a great run and kind of analyze each game and analyze the play of these guys. But it was kind of a bummer.
Well, yeah, it ends with a dud, but it's a shame because I think that the better team won clearly.
Yeah.
But
look, they brought a knife to a gunfight.
Well, I guess. But here's what's interesting about it is that, you know, and Chris Russell pointed it out, the Eckler fumble, if they score on that drive, it's like 34-30.
Yeah, correct.
And then you never know. I mean, we hadn't really shown a propensity to stop them. But so far at that point, I mean, the whole game we only punted once. Now, part of that's because we turned it over four times. But that's kind of the point. If you don't turn it over, you know, maybe it's more of a shootout and you have more of a chance you can maybe steal something. They were better. Barkley was on fire. Jalen obviously took a shot or something. He looked great.
He was fine, yeah.
He was fine. And that was our weakness all season. So there was literally nothing really shocking about it. It's just a shame it couldn't have ended on a little bit of a tighter note.
And you knew it was a bad omen when Barkley just takes it to the house on the first touch of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw that.
Yeah.
You know, after the grinding that the Commanders did on that opening drive, you're like, wow, maybe the Commanders could just hold the ball away from the Eagles. And then it ultimately didn't matter because Barkley's so good and so explosive. He just needed one touch to get there.
One touch.
Yeah, the only people I'm telling you that feel worse than us are Giants fans because they just watching what Barkley's done all year for the Eagles.
I'm telling you, it
infuriates them. infuriated that they just needlessly let him go.
If they're rational Giants fans, which there probably aren't a lot of, they have to realize that everything in Philly is better than it was in New York. So he was not going to have that sort of season with the Giants. He had that sort of season because he had the league's best offensive line blocking for him. He has a really good offense surrounding him. Like, that sort of season was not happening in the Meadowlands.
He would have helped them. He still would have helped them.
But he would not to the level that he helped.
So he might not rush for 2,000 yards, but he helps them, and then he just...
Yeah, he's clearly a great player.
He's going to take their rival. There's a very good chance they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So... I mean, trust me, they're infuriated.
We're going to hit this from all angles, and we're definitely going to dedicate some time. Marshawn Lattimore this season was an absolute disappointment.
I'm out on him.
I would agree.
I'm out on him. He's a grabby. He's a pretty Saint Juice.
He's a hothead.
He's definitely a hothead.
I got no use for him.
Although I didn't understand how that wasn't. Dual penalties.
Oh, that he got screwed on that.
I mean, he got screwed.
He got his helmet
got screwed
off.
On that.
He got a 15-yard penalty.
The guy just plays the most. He plays very physical, but he's just a grabby guy.
He plays on the edge.
It's almost like he lets the other guy get in his head, and then it affects his play.
Here's what you have to hope for. You have to hope he's still not 100%, and that he's better heading into training camp. Because
I'd have no problem if they cut him.
What you saw from him was not great.
I have no problem with the Pro Bowl level.
Three
out of the five games, he was a big, big.
I mean, they're on the hook for two negative. More years of his contract. So I mean, I'm sure you can always work your way around that. But
three out of the five
early returns were not encouraging.
Three out of the five, he was a big liability.
Yeah.
Two out of the five, they didn't challenge him. So I guess he was good. But when they threw his way, he was basically a nightmare.
I just think that A.J. Brown is going to do that to 99% of the corners in the league. Like,
I think that there's
it was tough happen. Because
but he wasn't just doing that to A.J. Brown.
We're kind of grading him on his performance against two Hall of Famers.
Right.
So
I mean, he was in the spotlight against Mike Evans and A.J. Brown. Like, those guys are going to do that to almost every corner in the league,
yeah.
if
true,
not every corner.
But if
in the league.
You notice, they weren't like hell bent on like they had Sanistrel on AJ Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know
after
because,
the fourth and five.
I mean,
no, they quit having Lattimore travel after that early season
he's a
experiment.
You know what? I don't need him. Just don't need him.
Well, you're going to have him.
I hope not.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean, I just cut his ass. Cut his ass, eat the money.
Just
who cares? You know he's what? A liability.
Well,
he's
you got to hope.
He may
assume,
have been hurt.
You got to hope and assume he just gets better at with.
He's
know,
not gonna get better.
After
he's
the
same
season.
Player. He's a grabby player. He grabs all over the place, and he's just gonna get flagged.
Yeah, he definitely grabs.
Yeah,
and that was a good call.
Almost all of them were good calls.
The only one I thought got screwed on was
when they were punching each other.
Yeah, I agree.
In the face.
I'm sure Commanders fans are very down on him.
Well, some people think I'm crazy, but that's fine.
I mean, I wouldn't cut him, but I agree he was definitely
he's a liability.
He's
a net negative.
He was a C minus.
He's a net negative.
But he's usually though right there. Like I'll say this.
I mean, so was
maybe
St. Juste.
I don't know if a game's when it's 55-23, it's hard to say this was some sort of biggest play of the game. But the Eagles converted one fourth down.
That was a huge play,
and it was a fourth and five. At Washington's 45, it's a one-score game at that point, and he throws that sideline bomb to A.J. Brown, 31 yards. Lattimore's pretty close. I mean, it's not like he was completely juked 10 yards off the play.
He just ran by him.
Brown threw a great pass to a really good receiver
that beat
Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah,
because it was. It was 14-12 at that point.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
No, it was a great
you
play.
Stop them there, you get the ball. Who knows? You might go down and take the lead.
It's not like he was beaten by a mile, but he was beaten and he grabbed. I just don't need to see him.
Yeah, you're definitely
I'm out on him.
Put it this way, Adam Peters should not be not looking at corners in the upcoming draft.
Yeah. I'd see if like I
he should still
loaded.
Have corner on his shopping
well,
list.
Well, free agent.
I'd trade him for a ball cart or something.
Well, we're going to talk about it from all angles throughout the show here on a Football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We'll open up the phone lines. Your thoughts. What was the most disappointing aspect of yesterday's game? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Welcome. So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back on a Football Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Talking about the Commanders falling in the AFC Championship game to the Philadelphia Eagles 55-23, a game in which they committed 4 turnovers. Eagles turned those 4 turnovers into touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to win when you have the 4 turnovers. Hard to win when you allow Saquon Barkley to run for 8 yards a carry. And, oh, Jalen Hurts, he's not bad. Yeah. Jalen Hurts, who gets chastised a lot by the media because he doesn't put up these huge numbers. Nick Sirianni clearly has his back. Jalen Hurts, 20 for 28 for 246 yards and a touchdown. He also had 3 touchdown runs. All right, it's a tush-push, but can't diminish what they do.
You can kind of diminish the tush-push. I mean, it's a very gimmicky, controversial play.
They were just on point offensively.
At least I do.
The Bills wish they could run the tush-push like
that's
the Eagles.
They've perfected it, but hopefully at some point the NFL comes to their senses and says, this play is outrageous. We need to outlaw it.
Anyway, Jalen Hurts had a really good game. Washington couldn't stop the run. Want your thoughts. I put this on social media yesterday. I didn't put it in a way definitely to say one word. Like, how do you kind of describe this ride? And if I said one word for the season, it would be magical.
Hmm.
I mean, they were 4-13 a year ago. And, you know, you're always hopeful when you draft a guy like Jaden Daniels with the number 2 pick that he's going to be good. But you don't expect a run all the way to a championship game. They went from 4-13 to 12-5. So if I had to go one word, I would go magical.
It's a little too, I mean, it's a little too just too euphoric for not winning at all. Like, magical, it's got to end in a championship. So I thought it was exciting and I don't know. I would just say excited. The greatest thing is obviously we found our quarterback, and for me, we could stop talking about 2012.
Right. It's over.
That was the big thing. We put 2012 behind us. It's just another good season. This one surpassed it. There's more reason to be hopeful for the future.
Yeah, they turned a page, you know?
Yeah, they turned a page.
Yeah. And then, and I'm sure we'll get into it, but the story that came out over the weekend about Snyder. And
oh, that's the cherry on top.
That is miserable.
So, yeah. It's so great.
So it
I saw
just,
that and I slapped my both knees 100 times.
It has to make Commanders fans really happy that he is miserable right. And hating everything that he sees.
Yes.
But I don't know. It was just a great ride.
I don't think you can say magical unless you win a championship.
All right, maybe not.
I'd go surprising.
Shocking.
Surprising is a good word because, I mean, they tripled their win total from last year with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And a brand new head coach and new everything, new owner. I mean, I know it's year two for the owners, but really it's their first full year owning the team.
I'll throw magical in there. I get what you're saying, and part of me agrees with you, but magical in that they won in a Hail Mary. They won five times on the last play of the game. It's a pretty amazing ride.
Hey, let's hope they have some of that in reserve for 2025 and beyond. Let's not burn up all of those wacky, not realistic to bank on type of plays because they had a lot of them jammed in like a 6 or 7 week stretch.
It is interesting to think about too how the roster is going to turn over. Like Bobby Wagner meant so much, but man, he only can play in a 3 foot box. they probably aren't going to bring him back.
And you're kind of looking at Zach Ertz's face and his mannerisms at the end of the game.
Kind of sense like he might be done.
Yeah, I mean it's. He looked like he was going to cry as he walked off the field.
And he had an unbelievable game.
It was great.
I mean, he sent it out of catch
washed.
From Tress Way.
Yeah.
I thought that McLaurin would play a bigger role and give credit to the DBs and the defense and Vic Fangio for kind of taking him out of the game, even though he had the one score. But only 7 targets, only 3 catches. They kind of took him out of the game. So I thought he would play a bigger role. But, it's just you don't know how many of these guys are going to be back.
The biggest story of the game, as I said, is the turnovers, but kind of beneath that is how did they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Long drives, which they had on the first drive of the game, and they punched it in, and they dominated the clock. Well,
convince you would have had long drives if we didn't turn it over.
You have to run the football effectively. Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler combined for 51 yards. Yeah. And we saw this even during the win streak where Jaden Daniels would be the leading rusher. And there's nothing wrong with that if you get 150 yards rushing, but they couldn't run the football and then conversely couldn't stop the run. It's kind of the same themes we talked about all season long.
I like Austin Ekeler, but I wouldn't have a problem if Adam Peters just walked in and said, I'm revamping the entire running back room. I'm sweeping everybody out, and we're just going to start fresh.
Yeah, I'd start with the offensive line,
too.
I'd be
okay
with that. The
offensive
line's got
to get
better.
They need to go hand in hand.
Certainly. I mean, you need to upgrade on the offensive and clearly
that's
the defensive
line. I know
lines.
What you're saying, JP, about how they struggled to run the ball. You got to give some credit to Philadelphia's run defense. They're just really, really good at it.
Yeah, and you didn't have Cosme.
I don't think we struggled against everybody.
I don't think you have to totally revamp the offensive line because I think the offensive line, for the most part, gave Jaden Daniels time. He didn't have that much pressure. He dropped back 48 times in this game.
Yeah, but he was just taking the short stuff because they just gave him the short stuff.
I know, but...
Well, he had to drop back 48 times. They were down big from
most
of the
game. Yeah, but he dropped back almost 25 times in the first half.
I will say this about Jaden, who had an unbelievable season. I thought he was a little reticent to run. Like,
he didn't look sharp.
I needed him to run more because the game wasn't... They just weren't, you know... We just didn't have enough going on. I just needed him to take over. And I just never felt like he just took over.
And some of his balls were, not all of them, but he was throwing the ball short and low.
Yeah, he didn't have his best day by far.
Yeah.
But I just wanted him to run more because guys weren't open or I just saw their lanes.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're Superman. I have all the faith in the world. I need you to run a little bit more because it ain't happening today. But, you know, God bless him. The guy's unbelievable. I needed more from him because I didn't think we were going to get it from Brian Robinson and the other guys.
On the other side, it's disappointing that they actually held Saquon to under 120 rushing yards. And we, like, heading into the week, we were like, if he just has 110 or 120, like, that's pretty much, it's kind of a win. It's a psychological win against Barkley because you know he can go for 180 against you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
if he would have touched the ball more, he probably would have.
Right. He would have, but that's just a missed opportunity. Like, I can't say you held him in check because he ripped you for a 60-yarder the first time he touched the ball, but he didn't have
in terms of total yards.
He didn't have 200 rushing yards against you.
No, but he had three touchdowns.
I know. Every time he touched it, he was a threat.
I mean, think about it. Barkley played Washington three times this year. He had seven touchdowns.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, it's a pretty good track record.
It's not bad.
All right, let's go to the phones. You know, how do you describe this ride?
I hesitate to say this, but I will say it. When you say, what word do you use to describe the season? Now, I'm saying this because I'm down, and it's sad that it's over. You use the word magical. I could use the word fluky.
Sure.
So, hopefully it wasn't too fluky. We'll find out next year and the year after. It's not fluky Jaden. He's great. But the overall winning five in a row and all that, you know.
They were definitely fortunate.
The way they won them.
They were definitely fortunate in some games. What I would say, though, like going to the last Eagles game, people would say, well, if Devontae Smith catches that ball, the Commanders, they're not in a position to win the game. But even after he drops that ball, Washington still has to make plays and drive and score.
But when you look at all of the different areas where they need to upgrade,
yes,
it's hard. It's not like the Bills are just going to reload and be right there again next year. And whether they get through or not, who knows? We still got a lot of upgrades.
There are a lot of
upgrades.
Like I keep saying, running the football and stopping the run are two major issues that persisted throughout the season.
Yeah.
Well, this is what you know about Adam Peters. He knows exactly what they need.
He knows the strengths and weaknesses better than anybody.
For sure. But you can't plug all your holes in one year.
No,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Fine. But
a lot of money.
You got to assume that the roster is going to be better than it was this year. And
I hope that's
got to make you feel good.
It'd be hard to be worse. All right, let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
How do you feel?
Man, y'all sound like the typical football fan. The wins wasn't, they were fluky. Listen, 90% of the football games in the NFL come on one score. Mike, you're talking about trading Marshawn Lynch. I mean, Lattimore.
Uh-huh. You can have him. You can have him. You can have him.
But listen, just hear me out, bro. Y'all got the mic 4 hours. I got it for 50 seconds. Listen.
Maybe.
Marshawn Lattimore was a good cornerback. Anthony Brown and, you know, guys like Mike Evans, they Hall of Famers, like the guy said. So you got to, you know, St. Juice would have been on him, man. It probably would have been worse.
I'm not saying St. Juice is better. I'm just saying Lattimore was a net liability, in my opinion.
Okay, that's cool. But in terms of what I would change about the game, the turnovers is for sure. But I didn't like the fact that Cliff Kingsbury, we're talking about getting rid of all the players, but at the end of the day, you have who you have. Like, we didn't do – all year I've been saying, where's our outside running game? They were coming up the middle with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. He never rolled Jaden Daniels out of the pocket. He never did halfback toss. Saquon Barkley's first touchdown was on a halfback toss because they knew they couldn't run that Jonathan Allen and Newsom. So all they runs, for the most part, where they scored was on the outside. The touchdown was on the outside. Mm. We didn't have a whole lot of halfback screens.
Go ahead.
They coming up the middle. You got to do a halfback screen, not the wide receiver screen. They sat on that play all day. They was blowing that play up every time they did it because they seen it enough with Terry McLaurin. And if somebody says
they also have really good personnel. I watched one of the pregame shows before the game, and highlighting Cooper DeJean. And they were showing the play that Terry McLaurin took the house against the Lions, that screen, which – credit Washington and Kingsbury that they basically saw that they had a numbers advantage because they ran somebody in motion. Jaden saw it, throws the quick screen out there. All right. The Eagles had faced that play a bunch, and DeJean gets underneath like the tackler. Like he's a good tackler. Like they have guys that make plays. Like you do have to credit them for making plays. Look, when Bond punches out the ball, they're like three Eagles there.
And you credit Vic Fangio, who came in and turned around like a last place defense. They drafted those two corners. Fangio comes in, their defense turns into a formidable one, where it was laughable last year.
Yeah.
So that's credit to Fangio, credit to Howie Roseman for targeting those guys in the front office and adding them to that defense.
All right, let's go to Mike in La Plata. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Yo, Junks, good morning.
Hey, Mike. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Well, first thing I want to say, my world will be thrilling for the season.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I like that.
You know, we weren't expecting what we got. You know what I mean? But I do want to say that the defensive ends pissed me off something raw yesterday. because, again, you keep running these outside sweeps and they keep crashing in. And I was watching the offensive tackles on both ends, and every time they would go to the outside, they would place their foot at an angle where they could push off so they can already be on the outside edge when the running back was coming. So why, if I could see it, why couldn't they see it? That's one thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing is our running backs, man. B-Raw, he got to go. I'm tired of these Alabama kids, man. They're not showing me nothing. Well, front with Allen, Payne, Robinson, none of them cats are showing me, nothing, man. So we got to get our defensive line straight. They beat us with four guys all game. The whole game, our offensive line got beat by four guys, no blitz packages. So that's my take on the game, man. I'm hoarse and I'm pissed off, but hey, I'm happy at the same time. Feel me?
Well, I like your word thrilling because it doesn't make you think you won a championship. When mm-hmm. you say magical, you think of teams that go on a championship run. But thrilling, I think, is a great word because it was a thrilling season.
Yeah.
I would also throw in fluky, but that's just because I'm pissed off. But
yeah, you're bummed.
But I think thrilling is definitely an apt descriptor.
My problem with fluky would be, all right, the Hail Mary, fluky. Mm-hmm. I mean, the odds of hitting a Hail Mary, fluky.
I would just say winning but so many close games down the stretch like that's kind of fluky.
A lot of those close games are because they've got a rookie quarterback who is completely comfortable in those situations.
No, he's a Hall of Famer.
And
for sure.
They run an offensive system that allows him to thrive in those moments.
I just would compare him, like I say, compare him to the Bills, who are just going to do some little tweaks, and we need, like, massive overhauls.
But what I'd compare him to the Bills is in this respect. Most experts thought the Bills were going to suffer a down season because they lost all kinds of players. They lost Stephon Diggs. They lost key defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept the main guy, Josh Allen. Well, and every year with Josh Allen, you've got a chance. So he lifts up
the roster.
You had a quarterback, though you said they've got plenty of weapons. We all thought that this roster, let's just talk about the offense, was lacking, but he lifted up the offense.
That's what great players do. They elevate guys around them. Guys like Zacchaeus, guys like Noah Brown before he got injured. Guys like De'Ami Brown, who came on late in the season.
All right, let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
My one word for this year is fun. Right. One thing I used to, when I still had my season tickets, one of the things I used to always tell people around me, you never leave this hellhole early. You never know what's going to happen. And so I think that's the biggest thing. We didn't have big expectations this year. We've got a great front office. It looks like they'll be able to fill the gaps. And I think this year was fun.
All right.
Of course.
It's definitely fun. Yeah. I mean, when you triple your win total,
I think everyone would agree with you.
Yeah, when you usher out Ron, you bring in Quinn, Daniel's rookie season.
It was exciting.
It was definitely fun.
It was exciting.
Fun
exciting
season to follow.
Shocking year. And then now the expectations go up.
Yep. They have to.
As
they
does,
should.
As does the schedule strength.
Yeah, well.
Let's go to D in Bellsville.
That happens a lot, too.
D, what's up?
Good morning, Junkies. Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, D.
I was good with fun and all that, but it was surprising for us because we didn't expect to even be here.
For sure.
And I wouldn't say I'm disappointed so much because I look at this team as a new team. I don't look at it as a team from 20 years ago or even 12 years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. I look at this as a new team. These are young players trying to figure each other out. Yes, we do have a wonderful quarterback, but they still have to learn. They have to live and learn, okay? So it's a piece of humble pie that they had, okay, and this should only make them hungrier. That game yesterday, I didn't like it.
Well,
it's hard to like it.
It's hard to like it when people put a double nickel on you. That's never fun.
I'll tell you, watching the game, I was locked in. I kept my composure the entire game until the Eckler fumble. That's when I
lost it.
That's when I smashed my ottoman.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a leather ottoman. I just put my hand on it.
Did it scare everybody else in the room?
I scared my mom a little bit.
Okay. I saw your mom was wearing your Jaden Daniels jersey.
Yeah. I tried to get her locked in.
Very good.
She was falling asleep through half of it. She tried to watch, but she was interested.
Yeah, she did her best.
It was hard to stay awake for her. But that's where I lost my that's where I knew it was over. Like,
yeah.
Just so many turnovers, and that one was just a killer. Then that was it.
And I don't know his history, but Eckler strikes me as a guy who doesn't cough up the ball a ton.
Well, he didn't really cough it up. I mean, they just knocked it. It was a great play by them. I don't even know how you defend. I guess you just don't get up.
Or you got to put two hands.
You just got to be careful with the ball.
When guys punch it, if they connect, they're probably going to knock it out.
Unless you're just like a strong man and you just are able to cradle that ball with the one arm and somebody doesn't knock it out.
If I'm Joe Witt or Dan Quinn, I'm doing that punch drill. I'm sure they do. I do it 30 minutes every
practice.
Well,
they talked about it.
I'm sure every team does it.
Sirianni emphasized that with all his guys.
Oh, well, he emphasized, especially when they get up.
Correct.
And Eckler even said in the post game, I shouldn't have got up.
Right.
And it must be, you know, that's a known thing. That when you get up, you're using probably one hand to get up.
If you know you haven't been touched by the other team, you know you can gain extra yardage.
Yeah, it's instinctive to get up, of course.
That was the 29th.
That's when you're vulnerable.
29th forced fumble by Philadelphia this year. So they do it a lot. But Eckler's got small hands. This is what Brady said.
Yeah.
He said he's got very small hands. He's got to secure the ball. He's had fumbling problems over the course of his career.
I'm sure he does. I honestly don't blame him. It's just great play by them. I tip my cap to him. I don't even know if Hercules could have held on that ball. The way they punch it out. Like, I don't even know how you hold on to it.
800-636-1067. How do you describe this ride this season? Commanders do lose in the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia. Get kind of embarrassed on the scoreboard, at least 55-23. We'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Kind of wrapping up this season. Hey, we got to do it almost in February. We're not used to talking about the Commanders actually playing a game.
It's rare.
This deep into the season.
It's definitely a rarity.
We're already usually in draft mode and what's next.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of time for that.
Sure.
But we want to kind of get your take on what the ride was like for you. And we kind of threw it out there. I'm going to put it up as the Surfside poll of the day. Great to drink Surfside iced tea and vodka. Surfside lemonade and vodka when you're watching games. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bars or in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. I'm just going to put up the four words that we used. How would you best describe the season? EB had a problem with my magical. He even threw out the word fluky.
Well, hold on. I first said exciting.
I know. I put exciting.
I put exciting slash fluky.
Yes. I gave you two words.
Yeah, thank you.
But you can pick at Junks Radio on Twitter. Here's Dan Quinn, the head coach, giving his take, kind of the perspective on the game and season.
Some things I told the team. For the last 7 weeks, really, we've lived in the complementary football, and that would be the turnover margin, and we didn't create any opportunities for us and lost four, and 28 points off of those four turnovers. That was big. We knew that was going to be a big part of this game. Both of us were plus six heading into today in the postseason, and you know, for us, our season had ended one game short. What I told the players, I really wanted them to savor this time in the locker room with their teammates. The locker room's never the same year to year, and they've really created something like very unique here and very special. And so for Josh and AP and that every person that rolled with us, like an amazing time together. So I just wanted them to recognize the brotherhood they created together and recognize that. We'll have plenty of time. Talk about missed opportunities in that. That wasn't for tonight with them.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn uses unique, special. That's the thing you don't know. I think you have confidence that with Jaden Daniels and the organization and culture that they've built, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, if you want to go all the way to the top, the ownership, that they will put themselves in position to compete. But you never know. I mean, the Ravens have a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And they knock on the door, but you just never know how far you're going to get. But at least they're going to be in position, I think, to compete for playoff spots year in and year out because of one guy. Yeah, his name is Jaden Daniels.
I mean, I expect as long as Jaden Daniels is under center that they're going to contend for double-digit win seasons.
I mean, it highlights. There's definitely you have to have a certain level to get to the playoffs. But then, by and large, you have to have that next level to advance and finish it off.
Yeah.
Right, so they're going to be good enough, I think. Like I said, I think 7 in the next 10 years, we should be in the playoffs. We should be right there in the mix. But whether or not you can take that next leap, Who knows?
I mean, not every
time. Have a little good form.
That's what, straight up.
That's what's so impressive about what Mahomes is doing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's just, it's unexplainable that a team can keep doing what they're doing and get back to, even when their offense was down this year.
Yeah.
And they had some serious injuries, to put that record up and to win that many close games and then to beat really good teams in the playoffs and get back to another Super Bowl. I mean, you're talking about 5 and 6 years. That's just absurd. So, yeah, you have to be really good to win divisions and wild card spots, but then you have to be even better in the playoffs.
I have confidence in this. This is the worst collection of talent, hopefully, that Jaden Daniels ever plays with. He should always have a better roster going forward than the roster he had as a rookie. If Adam Peters is as good at his job as we think he is.
He should.
That gives me optimism going forward.
He should. Now, a few years from now, he's going to sign a $75 million a year contract.
As he should.
And they're going to probably have to make decisions.
You know what? That makes that makes Peters' job more difficult going forward to navigate around that massive salary that you know is incoming for Jaden at some point. So now he's in the sweet spot where he's got a few years where he's working on a cheap salary to add all that talent to hopefully keep making runs.
I would say in terms of the future, look, the Eagles are going to be back next year, regardless of what happens in the Super Bowl. They've got, you know, so much talent. And kind of the same teams that you faced in this playoff run will most likely be back. But I'd be thankful I'm not in the AFC. I mean, the AFC is loaded with really, really good teams. With the Chiefs, yeah, the Ravens,
they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, you want to answer calls? Let's see here. Let's go to Ali. Ali, I'm not sure if it's Ali or Ali.
Ali. Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, good.
As a Commander Skins fan, I got a couple of points. One,
right.
I'm going to give two words, hopeful, unexpected, and hopeful. Unexpected because I didn't think they're going to win this many games double-digit. Hopeful for the future. We had new ownership, franchise quarterback. You know, Magic Johnson, minority owner of the Dodgers. They won the World Series a couple times. I think the turning point for me was for the Commanders of the second quarter. You know, the holding, they didn't call the hold on Saquon on the 4th and 5, which Jim Brady called out right in the middle. The referee can't miss that call. Then the hit out of bounds, which is ridiculous. And then the fumble, that's inexcusable. Fumbling the ball when you get the ball at the 30. The guy, you know, McNichols fumbles the ball. And then for everyone calling Austin Eckler to, you know, run him out of D.C., the guy has been phenomenal this whole year. Austin Eckler I'm talking about.
Yes.
And people forget that Ertz got off the ground, and he got a first down on 4th down. I think he got off the ground and ran for a first down. And, you know, people didn't complain about that. Yeah, the Eagles are the number one defense in the league. They've only given up, you know, 17 points. And Saquon, he's a beast. Everyone knew he was going to take one to the house. He did on the first touch. But after that, he averaged 4 yards a carry. We contained him, I think. I think the Jaden Daniels is a great quarterback, a franchise quarterback. But you got to have some luck. Look at the Detroit Lions. They lost their first and second string defensive players. And they would have gone to Super Bowl if their defense was healthy. So you need a lot of luck, too, to make it far in the NFL.
Sure.
And, I think
but they put themselves in position to be there.
Thanks, Ali.
I do think there was some luck involved. But you have to credit them for the plays they made along the way. I mean, yeah, Detroit didn't have a lot of their players.
Mm-hmm.
They smashed Minnesota in the previous game.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right.
With that same personnel.
You do have to have a little bit of luck and get some good breaks, but you also have to play a cleaner game. I mean, you just you can't turn the ball over 4 times.
You can't have multiple turnovers, against a team as talented as Philly in the link.
Correct.
You lose that game every time.
Correct. And if you're going to give them short fields, I mean, they're so good, they're going to take advantage of it.
The thing is, it really is a shame because I still felt like we were going to score pretty much every time. I mean, we punted once. The other one was a fake punt, right? So they kind of did force a punt, but we did a fake punt, whatever, got through it. I just felt like
they could have stopped on downs once, and that was later in the game.
We could have scored a lot. Well, that was like a big 4th down, like 4th and 11 or something. It's just a shame, but
The offense moved the ball.
Yeah, I was not really that disappointed, other than the turnovers, and then some of those McNichols one?
That was.
I mean, I blame him 100%. Eckler one, they punched it out. That's a great play by them.
Did they just go away from Eckler returning kicks after the concussion, after the second concussion?
I think so.
Because Eckler, did he make the Pro Bowl or as a kick returner?
He was an alternate or
something. And then you don't even have him returning kicks.
Yeah.
I think that's what they did.
Yeah, they were worried about him getting blown up again. Like, he had two concussions this season alone.
I mean, you're taking some vicious hits on kick returns.
800-636-1067. Coming up next, John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, joins us here on a Football Monday. Brought to you by Chenega Mios, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.